Welcome to our webinar on long COVID. I'm Dr. Helen Burstyn, the CEO of the Council of Medical Specialty Societies, or CMSS. CMSS is a coalition of 55 specialty societies representing almost 1 million physicians and healthcare professionals, and is committed to advancing the expertise and collective voice of specialty societies in support of physicians and the patients we serve. This project on long COVID education, engagement, and care management was supported by a cooperative agreement funded by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, I'm thrilled to be here with Dr. Abby Cheng, who is a member of our expert panel. Dr. Cheng is a physiatrist and associate professor at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. She was a lead author on the PM&R compendium on long COVID that we'll talk about today. We are grateful for her expertise. Abby, let's get started. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell me what the definition of long COVID is and how prevalent it is in the United States?
Yeah, so in general terms, long COVID refers to any new or worsened symptoms that were triggered after a SARS-CoV-2 infection and lasts at least 3 months or longer. In clinical practice, this can feel like a very broad definition, and that's true. It probably represents multiple different pathophysiologic processes, and some patients may be preferentially affected by one process over another, which has made it hard to really develop a reliable biomarker or diagnostic test for what we call long COVID right now. But our best estimates are that about 5 to 6% of American adults are currently living with long COVID. It's not as common in children and adolescents, but it isn't a trivial concern in these age groups either. It's estimated that the prevalence of long COVID is on par with the prevalence of asthma in this population. These estimates have been fairly consistent for the last 2 to 3 years, and this has been true despite numerous types of analyses and subpopulation analyses as well.
Wow, asthma as a comparator really brings it home. Not insignificant at all. You were one of the contributors to the AAP-MNR compendium that was just published in 2025. How do you recommend primary care physicians use the compendium in their practice?
The compendium was really designed very intentionally to be an accessible and practical reference guide for first-line assessment and management of long COVID. And it's designed to communicate key points very succinctly and then build on clinicians' standard workflows and existing knowledge base to really just supplement with information that's unique to long COVID. So the principles of management and medication options that are included in the compendium are designed to be very familiar to PCPs. So we do want them to use this kind of as a day-to-day point of care reference as needed. One important feature that I really want to point out is that the key information in the compendium is organized into reference tables. At the end of the compendium, there's a printer-friendly PDF summary of all these tables that can be printed and was designed to be posted in clinical workrooms, again, for rapid point-of-care reference. So if a PCP feels like long COVID is a new entity, they're not comfortable recognizing or addressing it, I would recommend look through the full compendium once, get familiar with the key points, get familiar with the layout, but there's no need to memorize everything. It's really meant to be that reference as needed.
Yeah, and we love tables that we can tape to our cabinets in primary care. Considering the breadth of what happens for a patient with long COVID, thinking about the care that physiatrists provide to patients with long COVID, tell us a little bit more about what that's like in terms of the work that a physiatrist provides. And in particular, as we think about what kind of support physiatrists could provide to primary care clinicians who are taking care of their own long COVID patients.
With our residency training, physiatrists are especially well-trained to recognize and manage many of the common symptoms of long COVID. So we have a background in neuromusculoskeletal disorders. That means we're used to managing fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, pain, sleep challenges, all of which are common in long COVID. We're also experts at working collaboratively with patients who are often living with diseases or disabilities that don't have an identified cure, yet we still support them in finding a path forward, maximizing function, and optimizing quality of life. This is what we do in PM&R, and these are also the principles of long COVID care right now. The other thing is we simply need more clinicians who step up and feel comfortable managing long COVID. There's relatively low awareness and comfort managing long COVID in the general healthcare community, and every additional clinician who can recognize and address those symptoms with their patients is just another access point to proper care for patients.
Great. And tell us a little bit about how physiatry and primary care can work together to take care of long COVID patients.
Absolutely. So physiatrists can definitely collaborate with PCPs to especially assist with identifying accommodations, whether at work or at school, assistive devices that might help increase in independence for a patient, or other strategies to improve a person's quality of life, even when we can't completely resolve the person's symptoms. I know as a clinician, sometimes it feels like if I don't have a cure and I can't fix your symptoms, I have nothing to offer. And patients have heard this message a lot, especially those with long COVID. I have nothing to offer you. And that gets very discouraging for them. But the mindset of a physiatrist is that there's always something I can offer. And it's great if it's a cure or a medicine that makes your symptoms go away. But at the very least, I can always listen, I can support, validate, and connect with patients. And when we listen, we really do understand their goals and concerns. And oftentimes we can help them think creatively and find purpose and joy, even if it looks different than it used to. So that is something that I don't think should be unique to a physiatrist. We are trained in it, but I would encourage all PCPs and clinicians to adopt that mindset as well.
Absolutely. And I think the collaborative model here is just key for patients with long COVID. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Abby. And for more information and resources, please visit the CMSS website at cmss.org. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.